Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a 10-year-old boy has just become one of Mensa's youngest members. Krish Ora scored the maximum of 162 on paper, making him smarter than Einstein. Brian Marshall is publicity officer for Irish Mensa. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Sean.
The test that this young fellow would have taken, what does it consist of?
There's two tests that you can do to measure intelligence for Mensa. One is the Cattle's B test, which will sort of measure your ability in the English language, word association, getting meanings out of words, recognizing exact opposites, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we have a second test called the Culture Fair, which works on pattern recognition and recognition, logical processes, progression, that sort of thing, where you wouldn't need English. And anybody of any nationality could do that test. So that's the two tests we have. If you score more than 148 on either test, it puts you into the top 2% of the population for intelligence measurements of those particular tests.
Right. And the how rare is scoring a 162? Because I understand it, that's like the highest you can score.
Well, I honestly couldn't say how rare it is, because although you'd be talking about probably the top 0.2% of people, Mensans generally don't discuss their IQs. It's considered vulgar almost to say, you know, I have a 148, I have a 152 or whatever, or I beat you or whatever. They just don't normally do that. Mm-hmm. They just get together as a club, and we know that the person we're talking to is equally intelligent and can make arguments against anyone that we have.
Yeah. Those particular two tests, though, are they kind of assessing a form of intelligence rather than, you know, and is it even meaningful to say there's just this one thing called intelligence?
No, of course, there's many different types of intelligence. Intelligence varies from emotional intelligence, which, of course, women are generally better at than men, right through to common sense. And common sense might sound common, but believe me, in a lot of cases, it isn't. And some very intelligent people can do some very rash and stupid things.
Yeah, indeed. And actually, what I alluded to in the introduction there, that he, you know, he may be more intelligent than Einstein. Did Einstein even do an IQ test, or is that just kind of an estimate of his intelligence?
That's an estimate, and so is Hawking's, as far as I remember. I don't think Hawking ever did a test. I would stand to be corrected on that, but they're both estimates. And whenever we talk about Einstein, remember that Einstein's wife was actually much more organized and historically has been recorded as being much more organized than he was.
Right. And so the way your description there of Mensa was, it's more like a social club.
It is a social club in that most of the, we don't have any political opinions and we don't go after political opinion of any sort. It's a club where we get together. On several occasions, we have annual general meetings. We have get-togethers usually on a monthly basis. We have different regions which will hold different meetings. There, some will be online, some will be in person. And there are inside Mensa things called SIGs, special interest groups. And some members of Mensa never go to a meeting, but will join a special interest group which is specific to their interest. And that could be cats, it could be religion, it could be ancient Egypt.
Right, okay. But is it like a social club in the sense that, like, members of Mensa, you're all sick of having to make conversation with the rest of us stupid people out here? And at least you get the relief of your peers.
Again, I would argue that there's no such thing as a stupid person. There's just a person that hasn't got it quite as quickly as you.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything that a Mensan can do that an average Joe soap couldn't do given a bit more time.
Yeah. Brian, thank you very much for speaking with us today. And I understood most of that. That was Brian Marshall there, publicity officer with Irish Mensa.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.